the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good Sir Nathaniel Lundy. Happy hump day to you and yours. And this, of course, is the Fade the Noise podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. And you and I talked about it yesterday. There's nothing better than a game seven. And even though it was a brick fest the entire second half and a game that had throwback appeal similar to like a Detroit Pistons, Rock'em Sock'em, clothesline, Bill Laimbeer throwing haymakers at you kind of contest, and one that was really reminiscent of every single University of Virginia basketball game I've seen over the last about 10 years, it had a glorious, furious finish, Lundy. Even though there was not a bucket scored in the last 30 seconds of that contest. Unbelievable game between the Jazz and Nuggets with Denver due to a lipped out three from Mike Conley at the buzzer, survived and advanced and moved on to the next round of the NBA playoffs to face off against the LA Clippers. And guess what? We get to do it all over again tonight with another game seven between the Rockets and Thunder. Are you ready?
Well, I'm ready, except I'm hoping that we wind up with two teams that don't miss their over-under by 50 points.
Yeah, we whiffed on that one pretty bad.
yeah, we sure did. I think one of my favorite things that happened post-game, Jamal Murray was doing his Zoom media conference, and Torrey Craig popped his head into the camera and said, in my defense, I thought he was going to score, and Jamal Murray turned and looked at him and said, dude, you missed a layup. And everybody that watched that final 30 seconds knows exactly what we're talking about. But yeah, I mean, exciting, but not necessarily in the way we would hope. Let's hope that OKC and Houston can give us some more fireworks tonight.
Yeah, I think James Harden will certainly do that. And maybe he is going to be one of the featured names in our Fade 5 rundown. That's what we call a foreshadow in the industry. And look, if you want to wager on OKC and Houston tonight, if you want to wager on NFL action, which starts next week, Major League Baseball, the NHL, you can do it all right now at DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. And to celebrate the return to football, DraftKings is giving away all users a no-brainer start to the season. This is all you got to do. Believe it or not, the Kansas City Chiefs are 100-point underdogs in the opener against the Houston Texans. So all you got to do is this. You go to DraftKings Sportsbook app. You log in. You could use that promo code FTN. Put a wager down on Kansas City plus 100, and you're going to win because that's practically guaranteed. I mean, who's heard of somebody actually losing by 100 points? It's unfathomable. So it's a fantastic offer they have right now. And on top of that amazing offer, DraftKings is giving away up to $100 million in prizes to all users who enter their free football survivor pool. All you got to do is sign up for DraftKings Sportsbook, enter their survivor pool, and you'll instantly get a share of up to $100 million in giveaways. So do this. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use that promo code FTN to take advantage of this no-brainer Kansas City spread offer. And again, that promo code FTN, it's all you got to do to get in on all of the action for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. New Jersey, Indiana, Pennsylvania residents only. Bonus comprised first deposit bonus and first bet match. Each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25x playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Let's get to Wednesday's Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, let's tee it up and let's kick it off. Let's go to week one of the NFL. We worked in an under wager yesterday in Miami, New England, and I'm going back to that same under well. And this one I'm applying to Indianapolis and Jacksonville. Jacksonville, the total of 45. And yes, I'm on the under at minus 110. Have you seen what the Jags have done recently? They trade away their best defensive lineman to the Minnesota Vikings. They release Leonard Fournette. Are they tanking for Trevor Lawrence? That is the speculation right now. And according to DK, they're plus 200 to have the fewest wins in the NFL this season. This is going to be an atrocious defense, to put it mildly. One last season, I gave up 24.8 points per game and 139.3 rush yards per game. That sets up beautifully for this ultra-conservative Indianapolis Colts team. Yeah, I got the upgraded quarterback, trading in a Jacoby Brissett for one Philip Rivers and his merry band of children. But this is going to be a heavy dose of Marlon Mack and Jonathan Taylor. That 1-2 punch is going to run amok, going to run wild on the road, eat up a ton of clock. And in the process, I think this is going to suppress the overall total. And we got to give credit where credit is due. This Colts defense, which gave up less than 250 pass yards per game and under 100 rush yards per game with Darius Leonard on the field, they're better than advertised. So I don't see how this game hits 46 in total. Like, it could be like a 20-10 win for the Colts as they ground and pound their way to week one victory. Are you going to fade or follow the under 45 Colts Jags week one?
Well, we talked about it yesterday on the pod when we were talking about that initial game for the Dolphins and the Patriots. I feel the same way about this one. And again, I feel the same way, Brad, about every game in the week one slate. I'm taking the under on this one as well. I think I'm going to follow you because, look, week one's going to be the opportunity for these guys to shake off a little bit of rust. It's going to be the first time that they have played football against someone other than their own teammates. Yeah. And so I think it's going to be a little rough right out of the gate. And then you talk about Jacksonville. Brad, I have decided to open the Lundy Sportsbook, and I have an over-under prop bet for you. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Jacksonville points or Philip Rivers' children? Which one is higher?
Definitely Rivers' children, because he may have, what, 15 now? I have no idea. It was a long offseason, a lot of self-quarantining.
Exactly. So that's my point, is that even if Indianapolis jumps out in this one, then it's going to turn into, hey, let's burn the clock and let's get this over with. So I'm with you. I could easily see this being a 20-7, a 23-3, that kind of affair between these two teams. I think Indianapolis wins it easily. I think Jacksonville is absolutely doing the tank for Trevor trick. And so this is an easy follow.
All the week one unders.
Number four.
All right, let's go to the diamond. And I tell you what, I'm going to apply the under from the NFL to Major League Baseball on Cubs and Pirates 9.5 at -110. You look at the pitching matchups here. Got Kyle Hendricks on the bump for the Northsiders, a pitcher that has been bitten by a little bit of bad luck. 4.09 ERA with just a 1.09 whip, only 0.82 walks per nine, pretty nice 45.7 ground ball percentage. He goes up against Derek Collin, who's got a 7-plus ERA and 28 1/3 innings pitch for the Buccos, but he struck out close to 10 per nine innings this season. That xFIP of 5.00 says his 7.62 surface ERA should actually be better than it appears. Oh, the gopher ball has crushed him with a 3.18 home run per nine allowed. The Cubs obviously have a ton of heavy hitters that can take advantage. It's always an adventure with that Cubs bullpen. 5.42 ERA, the fourth worst in Major League Baseball. Pittsburgh not much better, 5.09. In terms of the ERA out of the pen, that's the eighth worst. And the Cubs, number 11 in OPS, but the Pirates dead last in OPS on the season. First glance, you're thinking way over, but I think Kyle Hendricks is going to pitch a masterpiece in this one against Major League Baseball's worst offense, and that's why I am on the under 9.5. Fade or follow, Lundy.
I'll follow you on this one as well. 15 runs yesterday. I don't think we see that in back-to-back games out of these two teams. The pitching matchup, I think, keeps things low to start the game. And then I'm with you. I think Hendricks can keep things low as they go throughout the innings 5, 6, 7, maybe make it so there's not as much strain on that bullpen. But I think both starting pitchers can combine for double-digit strikeouts. That should keep things low. I think it could get a little hairy late. We know that with the bullpen. But this one is a follow for me. I think we stay underneath that 9.5.
Teach him a lesson, Professor.
Number three.
All right, let's go to the MonkeyKnifeFight.com prop of the day, presented, of course, by MonkeyKnifeFight.com, the world's fastest-growing DFS site. There are no sharks in the waters. There are no arbitrary salary caps. It's just you against the house. It is more, it is less, or you could go with accumulated fantasy points with the more or less. Really easy to follow across all of the sports: baseball, basketball, hockey, golf, UFC, NASCAR, WNBA, even esports. And just for listening to this little broadcast, if you use that promo code FT FTN at monkeyknifefight.com. Again, promo code FTN. As a new user, you get a free $5 game on the house. Absolutely a no-brainer. Go to monkeyknifefight.com and use that promo code FTN to get your $5 freebie from the NKF folks. And I'm going to go back to the bubble, and let's talk about that elimination game for either the Rockets or the Thunder, and I'm going to focus on the beard. It is going to glisten, and it is going to be glorious, and I'm taking the over on James Harden, 34.5 points. Do you think he's peeved after not getting the rock late in Game 6 and Russell Westbrook pissing that contest away and hogging it, making dumbfounding decisions down the stretch? You bet your bottom dollar James Harden's ticked about that, and he's going to exact his revenge on the competition tonight. He has hit the over twice in the series, but has fallen just short of it in three consecutive games, 32, 31, and 32 points, respectively, he has scored in those last three contests. OKC, pretty good along the arc defensively, giving up a 38.03 point percentage mark in their last three games and just 1.033 points per possession. But I think Houston comes out and throttles the Thunder because James Harden is going to have the game, maybe not of his life, but one that's certainly going to be memorable for those fans down there in H-Town. Lundy, fade or follow over 34.5 points for James Harden.
Fade, my friend. Oh. I've got him popping between 30 and 32. I think a triple-double could be very much within sight for Mr. Harden. But I also believe that even though he's probably ticked off at Russell Westbrook with that awful performance late in Game 6, I also think that Russell Westbrook is going to want to get going and show that it was a bit of an anomaly in terms of how he played. I think that's going to take some ops away from James Harden early on in the contest. But I do think you can see Harden dishing the ball out. I think a triple-double could be possible, but I like him to find himself right below that number, maybe 32, so I'm going to fade you on this one with 34.5.
Fear the beard.
Number two.
All right, sticking with the NBA, going back to DraftKings Sportsbook, I am on Miami, +5 in Game 2 against the Bucks at -108. Look, Milwaukee, the last three games, scored just 1.092 points per possession. Not exactly humming offensively. Conversely, Miami, in their last three games, 1.119 points per possession scored. The Heat D held the Bucks at just 1.039 points per possession in Game 1 and 44 total rebounds. Remember, we talked about it. They can really seal off the glass, preventing some of those second-chance opportunities generated by Giannis and company. The Bucks did shoot over 45% from downtown, as Chris Middleton really rediscovered his stroke, going 4 from 8 from beyond the arc. Jimmy Butler was masterful in that opening matchup with 40 points. But the key here is Bam Adebayo and Jay Crowder, who combined for 33 boards, 7 on the offensive glass. And I think they're going to be difference makers yet again. I think this Miami team is undervalued, Lundy. Fade or follow the Heat +5 against the Bucks.
Well, you called it in Game 1. Can it repeat? I say yes, it can. I'm going to follow. Here's the thing. You know Giannis is going to attempt more than 12 shots, okay?
Yeah.
It's not going to repeat itself from Game 1. We do know that. And here's the thing. Last year, if you look at the second round last year, Milwaukee lost Game 1 and then kicked Boston out of the gym for 4 straight. It was that simple in the second round of the playoffs. But I think this Miami team, I am with you. I think they are undervalued. And so while I think Milwaukee can wind up taking the series, maybe not the way they did last year in round 2 against Boston. I think this Heat team is pretty good. I think they match up against the Bucks really well. And I think Miami can keep things close. So let's take Miami +5.
Be a gambling hero, Tyler. Just for one day.
Number one.
All right, let's go to the NFL. Let's work in a future, and let's talk about some Gronk spikes. Gronk smash. Rob Gronkowski, 5 touchdowns at DraftKings Sportsbook. Over is -110. Under is -110. And I am taking the over. I hate flat numbers in general. I always like the hook baked in, but I think he's going to score at least 6 times this season. By all accounts, he's looked dynamite. He looks like the old Gronk so far in training camp. Here's a quote from Bruce Arians that he shared on 8/22, and it goes something like this. Quote, he looks like he was 5 or 6 years ago, that player, before all the injuries. End quote. CBD healed. TB12 and Gronk are to make beautiful music as they normally do inside the red zone. And you look last season, Howard and Brate with Jameis Winston at the helm had 24 total red zone throws in their general direction. That would be the fourth most combined of any tight end in the NFL or tight ends. They had 8 end zone targets as well last season, which converted into 5 touchdowns. Arians wants to feature a ton of 12 personnel installments with Gronk and O.J. Howard, a little bright mixed in there as well. Again, I think it's 6 to 8 touchdowns this season, around 500, 550 yards. That's it. Fade or follow 5 Gronk spikes this season on the over, Mr. Lundy?
I'll follow you on this one as well. Back when Gronk signed with Tampa, we were seeing people talking about an over-under number that was in the 7.5 range. That one had me nervous because I thought he was going to check in right around the half-dozen mark, just like you. Now that we see that number sitting at 5, I'm with you. I'd rather have the hook, but I'll take the over because of everything that we've been hearing coming out of Tampa. The thing is, look, there's a lot of expectations on this team now that they have added all of this, and I'm not quite sure that the Bucs fan base knows what to do about all of those expectations, but I do know that Brady and Gronk are used to that. They're used to having a spotlight on them, and so I think they will perform just fine. And Brad, I think we'll be hearing a lot of fire the cannons coming out of Tampa Bay.
I agree on that one. No doubt about it. And that is a wrap on the Hump Day edition of the Fade the Noise podcast. Please follow us on Twitter, me at Noisy Huevos, Lundy at Nate Lundy. Drop us a rating and or review, would you kindly? And check out FTNFantasy.com, FTNDaily.com, and FTNBets.com for all your fantasy sports and sports betting content needs. Use that promo code Evans, EVANS, to get 5% off your subscription today. And as always, fade or follow, that is up to you.
Fade the noise.